Degrading Talmidei Chachomim. or for failing to understand the preciousness of every Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara continues, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Kol HaMavaze Talmud Chacham, Ein Li Refua LeMakosle. Someone who's Mavaze, who humiliates a Talmud Chacham, who puts down Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Li Refua LeMakosle. There's no refua. There's no way that mako, that wound can be healed. When we think back over the tsoros that Klal Yisrael had been through, on every occasion, ledavinenu, there have been those who've been guilty of being mevaza talmidei chachomim. Churban Bayis Rishon was preceded with the tragic retzicha of the Novi Zechariah, Em Yehori B'Mikdosh Hashem Koyei B'Novi. Zechariah Novi came on Yom HaKippurim. He came to the Beis HaMikdosh and he gave Musa. He told Klal Yisrael that they couldn't serve Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdosh. That was his Musa. And they killed him. They killed him in cold blood under the instruction of Yoav. Vayikshiru alo vayirgamu evan b'mitzvah samelech b'chatzar Beis Hashem. They killed him, a Koyein, a Novi, in the Beis HaMikdosh on Yom HaKippurim. And the Pasuk says here that as he was dying, Uchamisli Oma, as Zechariah Novi was dying, he said, Yeire Hashem v'yidrish. May Hashem see this and demand revenge. Yeire Hashem v'yidrish. And how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was derish for the Miso of Zechariah. Thousands were killed, Chazal tell us, as a result of this Miso of Zechariah. The tzoros that befell Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, the Mefarshim explain that the Pasuk is answering the question. When Klal Yisrael asked, Im teichal no noshim piryom oilele tipuchim re'ei Hashem v'adito lemi oilalto koi, how could this happen? Im teichal no noshim piryom oilele tipuchim, the answer is Im yehori b'mikdosh Hashem koyei v'novi. It's because Im yehori b'mikdosh Hashem koyei v'novi that Klal Yisrael were driven to such depths. Before Churban Bayis Sheni, we're all familiar with the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. But further on in that story, the Gemara tells that when Rome sent their officer to put Yerushalayim under siege, the Gemara says that there were three unusually wealthy Yidden, and between them they had provisions enough to provide for 21 years. They could have kept Klal Yisrael going for 21 years. And during that time, they would have been able to make peace with the Romans. And the Gemara says that the Chachomim, the Talmidei Chachomim of the time said, we need to make overtures. We need to go and talk to the Romans. But there were Biryonim, the Gemara says. Hani Biryoni. Biryoni, Rashi says, were empty people. Yidden, Rachmon al-Islam, from our own camp. There were Yidden who didn't listen to the Talmidei Chachomim. They were Mavaza the Talmidei Chachomim. They were the nationalists. They wanted to fight. And they said, no, we're going to fight. And the Chachomim said, we mustn't fight. We must make peace. The Marashah says, Maseches Psochim, and actually the Sipurna says this somewhere as well, that had they listened to the Chachomim, Churban Bayis Sheni wouldn't have happened. And these very Yonim were so determined to get their way that they burned down the storehouses of provisions. Fascinating. It was because of not listening to Talmidei Chachamim that the Beis Hamikdash came about. They burned down the storehouses so that the Yidden would have no choice but to go and fight the way they wanted it, not the way the Talmidei Chachamim wanted it. So Churban Bayis Rishon was preceded with Nisus Zechariah. Churban Bayis Sheni came about through the bizoyim of Talmidei Chachamim, the disregarding the Das, Torah, the wisdom, the Emes of the Talmidei Chachamim. And then, I'd like to share a Maisa Neira. I'll just share it, and then we'll hear it and think about it. But it's truly frightening. The Chasam Sofer had a Talmud called Reb Leibish Mintz. He was a brilliant Talmud Chochem. He had smicha from the Chasam Sofer. And he was appointed as a Rav of a city in Poland. And he was a Masnid. He learned Yom V'Layla, but was also a very devoted Rav. He gave his time and his koyach to the people of the town. But one day, a rumor spread in town that this Reb Leibish, he was a broad person, he had a lot of general knowledge. And someone spread a rumor that he'd learned in non-Jewish institutions. And there were people who were uncomfortable with this, there were the Kanoim, who weren't happy, and they began to build up an opposition to the Rav. And they stopped asking him shailas. There were a couple of dayonim in town that started to get all the shailas. And slowly, most of the people in town moved away from the Rav. They said he's not frum enough for them, he's not heimish enough. And he was still very involved in helping them with the government officials and in ensuring their protection. But personally, the Yidden didn't want to have a kesher with him. And then something happened. There was an epidemic that broke out in the town. And the local authorities forbade any large gatherings to prevent the spread of the disease. And there was a big chasana, a Jewish wedding that had been planned. And the people in the city decided that they're going to go ahead with the chasna, nishma batla chasna, you don't put off a chasna, and they're going to have the chasna, despite what the local authorities said. And the Rav backed the local authorities. Chamir Sakanto Isura, he knew there was a danger here, and he said that the people have to listen, and that there can't be any large gatherings. And he backed the authorities and announced that anyone who would go to the chasna would be in trouble with the authorities. Anyway, the opposition, people didn't like him in any case, were up in arms, and things just built up, the tension built up. Shortly after was Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, when the Rav, Reb Leibish Mintz, when he went to be the Bal Makri, to call out the Tkias. So one of the members of the Kehillah stood in his way. And he said, for a Bal Makri, he said, we need someone who doesn't speak Latin. We need a Psahaimisha. And then he said, to call out the Tkias, for a Goisha God, we can use you. But for the Rabbein Shalom, we need an El Chid. And the Rav was taken aback, and he said a few words of Trichocha. He rebuked this man. He said, how can you speak to me like that on Rosh Hashanah? And this Yid lost his cool, and he gave the Rav a frask. He slapped the Rav across his face. Anyway, there was a huge commotion in shul. The Rav left the shul. And a few days later, he left town in shame, embarrassment. That's the story, it's a true story. And it's also true that the name of that town was Oswestin. Not sure if I'm saying it right, which the Germans called Auschwitz. That town was Auschwitz. So, that's the story. Lo shteytin chazal. Lechor vo Yerushalayim, el bishvil, shabizu bo, talmidei chachomim. And strangely, sadly, too often it's the goyim who understand. They understand that the Talmidei Chachomim are our lifeblood. They know that if you want to get a Klal Yisrael, you have to get the Talmidei Chachomim. They know that the first klal every time has to be the Gedolei Torah of the year. And they remind us who we have. And as we read this kina, and we read about these Hasora Arugei Malchus, these Arzei Alvonoi Adirei Atoiro, the cedars of Lebanon, giants of Toiro, Bali tracing the mission of the Gemara, Giboiri Koyach Amoleo Bitoro, Giboirim, powerful fighters who toiled in Toiro. And we remember who they are, who they were, and who they are. It's amazing that during this kinnah, one of the things that is recounted is when Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was killed. He was killed just after Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And he asked, this was his last request, his final request. He said, before you kill me, can I be muspid Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? And he took Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's head. They severed Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's head. Not al rishay masolay al arkuviso. He took his head and placed it on his lap. And he gave a hesped. He said, menoiro hatoiro. Som eino al eino mufiv al piv ba'avo gemuro. He placed his eyes on his eyes. And his mouth on his mouth in absolute love. And he said, Pea miskabir batoiro, pisoi niknesa olov miso meshumo vechamuro. How could it be that the mouth that strengthened itself in toiro has been inflicted with such a cruel death? That was the last thing he did before he was killed, before he was cruelly murdered. He wants to be muspid of Shimon ben Gamliel. He wants to express the preciousness of the Arzei Alvonin Adirei Atir. And when we read this heartbreaking kinnah, and we read about these Kedushi Elyon who were taken away from us, and they were 10 of hundreds, thousands, perhaps millions of Arzei Alvonin Adirei Atir. Perhaps more than anything, we need to feel how precious our Talmidei Chachomim are to us, how much they mean to us, how they're the Dama Tamsis, they're the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael. And there will be Mesachim, that great chet of Bizu Talmidei Chachomim. There will be Zoicha Be'ezer Hashem, and will be Zoicha to be reunited with the Arzei Alvonin Adirei Atoiro, the Asore Arugei Malchus, and with the Arzei Alvonin Adirei Atoiro, Shebechol Doir Vodoir. Arzei Alvonin Adirei Atoiro, Vali Sreis in the Mishnah of the Gemara.